finds that a church that's 6 months old gets a building with chairs. You might even find that we can buy a sign a year later. You might even find that this building can actually go to twice the size you see it is right now if you move a few walls. You might even find people get saved when that church starts meeting. You might even find somebody drops in. This past week when we put that sign up, somebody dropped in that day, said, "I saw your sign. When are your services?" That day. The very first day. And we were amazed. God saying, "I'm in that." Here's the thing. You look at the scriptures, you find there are different people with different gifts. Dorcas was one who had was a serving woman. It was a great loss. If she was factored out of the midst of all these widows, what would they do? Ours as individuals is to make ourselves useful for God. To get out there, get in the way and say, "Okay, God, you know, I'm going to do what I can do to help this person or that person." Some of us have the gift of giving. I think of Barnabas. Remember Barnabas? He was the one when they were selling all they had. He says, "Here, take all I got here. I got all this land. You just take it and you just give it to everybody." And he was a blessing. And they changed his name from what he used to be to Barnabas, which means son of consolation. He was an encourager. Some of the people are prayer warriors. There were those who in the New Testament church were to dedicate themselves to prayer for those who were out there in harm's way as far as the ministry was concerned. They were addicted to prayer. The Bible actually says, addicted to prayer. You think of Lazarus. Here was a guy who had the giving gift. He was one whom the Lord would go, and whenever he needed a place to recline, he would go to Lazarus, Mary, and Martha's house. Do you remember what they did? Mary took an alabaster box, and she broke it open. The whole room was filled with the fragrance. She gave up an alabaster box full of ointment that was worth as much as 1 year's wage and poured it on Jesus. Judas was indignant. Watch who you choose as your treasurer. Church. He was indignant. He says, "This could have been given to the poor." He said, "The poor you have always, but me you have not. She has done a good deed, and this will be remembered for her for all time. She has anointed my body for the burial." She saw it. She was getting it, and she anointed his body. And the whole thing, the whole room was filled with the fragrance of that gift. Epaphroditus was one who was in ministry, ministering to the point where he was almost dead. And he went and he gave a gift to the Apostle Paul. And Paul says, "This man should be held in great honor because he is one who is ministering to the end of himself." Beloved, you and I, what I'm saying is this. Gifts are different and various. There's no superstar. The church is the church. Jesus is the Lord. He is the head. And when we come together, what happens, and when we're doing what we need to do, there will be a Dorcas with a bunch of widows around her saying, "You know, what is it she's about? What does she believe?" And they're going to get saved. And when you give your gift and you use your gift and you get out there in the world in which you live and you be God's person or people in a conspicuous way, what you find is people will be changed. We've watched entire rows fill up in here because somebody got a hold of somebody's heart. And God got a hold of somebody's heart and they began to tell mom and dad and sister and brother, and they began to tell sister-in-law and brother-in-law, "Hey, you know, you got to..." And they're saying, "Man, you know, I've seen a change in their lives." And God, that's what it's about. That's life, and life abundantly. It's not about me and mine and my fence and everybody stay off in my area. Boy, I'm aggravated, you're in my space. It's about God. It's about reaching out to people. And there are times when you need downtime. The Bible says God gives His beloved sleep, and I'm not saying that, because the Bible says even of the apostles, He says, "Listen, let's come apart for a while and rest." There's a time for that. But in the thick of everything, we're out there being conspicuous for God, and when we do that, and when we serve faithfully, and when we serve comfort and in the respect of the Lord, and when we walk in that comfort of the Holy Spirit, we will be multiplied. Beloved, this morning, I don't know where you are today. You may not even be saved. You may just be on the outskirts looking in, and that's a good place to be. At least you're looking in. You could be way out somewhere far away, have no clue about church, have no interest in it, but if God is stirring your heart up to look in the doors, you're in the right place because God's doing something. That's how God works. He doesn't come down with a bolt of lightning and say, "Get right with God." What He does is He calls you like a man wooing a woman. He woos you. He says, "Listen, it's okay. It's good. Come. It's all right. It's all right. Water's fine. You know how I proved the water's fine? He died. And then He rose again. He says, "You can. The water's fine. Just trust me. I got this death thing covered." Got it covered. You just trust me and it'll be okay. Because I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. I don't know where you are today, but if you're His child, I want to encourage you. Step up to the plate. Get committed to God. Let Him be your God in the day-to-day. Not just on Sunday, but every day of your life. If you're not His child yet, I just tell you, He loves you and He wants you to save you. God commended His love. He demonstrated His love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's what it's about. And that's why we're here. Would you bow with me for a moment? Heads up.